Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Three questions I intend to answer in this episode. One, is there a remedy? Two, is there an alternative? And three, who is a liar? That question comes from 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Okay, now, we're still talking about two-part law of silence. We know that the first part is to the Gentiles. It's to the Gentiles where? In the churches. And when the Gentiles gather together in the churches. I have given you the law of silence, part one. I've given you those commandments making up the law of silence. And I've given you part two, commandments having to do with the Lord God, who is found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. Okay? I've also told you that part one has yet to be fulfilled by the Gentiles, why part two is fulfilled and is continuing to be fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Now, here we go. I have quite a bit to share with you in this episode, so I want to get right on it. Let's review part one of the law of silence. It's a condemnation on the leaders of the churches. It says from, and what is this? That the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17 statement there, Lord of Hosts is doing the speaking, and to the Gentiles, he said, I praise you not that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. And he goes on to say, all of these scriptures I've already given, okay? So I'll avoid that right now at this time. He goes on to say, for from the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Consider the church world. Think about what goes on in there. Lord Alcap said, everyone deals falsely in the church. Everyone. They hold fast the seat. They bend their tongues like the bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. As a cage is full of birds, so are their churches, church houses, they are full of deceit, and they will deceive and will not speak the truth. Now, the title of this episode, if you don't already know, is The Alternative, Keeping Silent versus Speaking Truth. Out of the six. They go on to say they have taught their bones to speak lying. This is talking about all of these things. They're talking about ministers from the Pope on down, from the Pope on down, Christian ministers. And notice I am describing them, very descriptive of them. They deal falsely. They hold fast deceit. Bend their tongues like bow for lions. They're not valiant for the truth. Their church houses are full of deceit. They will deceive and not speak the truth. They've taught their tongues to speak lies. We're talking about preachers here from the Pope on down. They are teachers of lies. Deceitful workers. Wow. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 there, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There are many unruly, ungovernable, turbulent, lawless. There are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. Talking about preachers, those that are in the ministry, many of them, if not all, say that God has called them. When they say that, they're lying right there. But this is a condemnation of the Christian ministers, whether they be Catholic, Protestant, it doesn't matter, all of them. Like it says in the first statement, or second, from the prophet to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Falsely. Okay? Then it goes on to say, there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, look at this, whose mouths must be stopped. Part one of the law of silence speaks to the liars. It speaks to the preachers, the Christian ministers, Christian Bibles, Bible teachers, however you want to see it. They're talking about things that go on in the church here in these scriptures here. Lying, deceiving, not speaking the truth. Very bad. Unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, preachers, those in the ministry, whose mouths must be stopped, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Money gotten by fraud, deceit, dishonest money. Okay. There you have it for your preachers. There you have it. They are condemned. That's a condemnation. Okay. So you have, let me read on. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. Their course is evil and their force not right. It is iniquity. That which goes on, what the Bible here is giving a very lucid description of, is iniquity. That's what the Bible says about it. Let's see if I can get the reference for it. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13 says, it is iniquity. Then it goes on to say, now we know that whatsoever things the law saith, we're speaking about the law of silence. Here, part one in particular, whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law. And I'm talking about part one, which is to the Gentiles now. And when it says to the Gentiles, you know, men and women go to church. Okay? Men and women go to church. So when he said, I speak to you Gentiles, I gave you that earlier, last time, and maybe the time before that even. That is speaking about men and women. Okay? That's a given. When you gather together in the church. Okay, obviously it's speaking about men and women. Now, yeah, whatsoever things the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. What mouth? The mouths of the ones he just described in the scriptures I just read off. The preachers, from the Pope on down. From the Pope on down. Remember, it says everyone, no matter how sincere someone may be, if he's in the ministry, the Christian ministry, he's talked about in this, or she, they're talked about in this passage, this group of passages that I just read off. Now, lying lips are an abomination to Lord, all caps, Proverbs 12:22. But they that deal truly are his delight. I just gave you a description, a clear description of those that deal untruly, that deal falsely. Okay? But it says, but everyone that, they that deal truly are his delight. Zechariah 8 verse 19 says, therefore love the truth and peace. Therefore love the truth and peace. Now remember, you have the law of silence, part one, to the Gentiles. Obviously, it tells them when they gather together in the church, be still, be quiet, keep silent, observe silence, observe the law of silence. Now, we get into, but let me get to this question first. So we have a question. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 asks, who is a liar? The passages I just read off to you describing those from the Pope on down, they are the liars. Remember the statements? They deal falsely. They hold fast deceit. Their tongues are like a bow for lies. They bend their tongue like a bow for lies. They're not valiant for the truth. Their church houses are full of deceit, and so on. I don't need to keep reading that over and over. You've got a good picture of what is going on, who is being talked about. You got a good picture of that because these scriptures are clear. They're clear. Now, as I was saying, keep in mind the title of this episode, because that's what I'm getting to. The alternative. Keeping silence or observing silence versus speaking truth. Let's move on. Keep this in mind also. There's the commandment, love the truth. Therefore, love the truth and peace.
Zechariah 8, there you see that peace is tied to truth. Love the truth and peace. Where does Lord all caps speak with regard to peace? He speaks in regard to peace in the in his covenant of peace, which he has sent to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the Lord God, predicted to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. I've given you before that covenant of peace. And that, so that covenant of peace is tied to the matter in hand here, or the subject in hand here. They're tied together. Loving truth, but not just loving truth and peace in accordance with Lord Allcap's covenant of peace, which the man Tommy O'Hart has accepted, which Lord Allcap sent to him. Lord Allcap sent a proposal of peace, okay? And the proposal became a covenant when I accepted. The covenant is between Lord Allcaps and the man, Tommy L. Hart, which has to do with the Israelites who have been held captive by the Gentiles, also their deliverance from their enemy, longtime enemy, the Gentiles, alias white people. Okay. Now, love the truth and peace. Lie not one to another, he goes on to say. Lie not one to another. Deceive not with thy lips. What are these things talking about? Okay. In part one of the covenant of peace, the Gentiles are to. It says, let the people assemble themselves. And when they enter into the church, what action is to take place? The action of silence. They are to observe silence in the church. But it's also saying love, peace, and love, truth, and peace, lie not one to another, deceive not with thy lips. Isaiah 1 verse 16 says, put away the evil of your doings, cease to do evil. And then you have in Psalm 34 verse 14, the commandment, depart from evil. That's a mandate. That's a mandate to the Gentiles. Depart from evil. Put away the evil of your doings. Cease to do evil. What evil is being talked about there? The evil that I just read off in those first statements that I read, describing that which goes on in the church, the things that are done by the preachers from the Pope on down. That's evil, which Lord Allcap said it is iniquity, and iniquity is wickedness. Is wickedness. Okay? But now he's telling them to love the truth, lie not one to another, deceive not with your lips, depart from evil, put away the evil of your doings, cease to do evil. What's going on here? Well, I will tell you, but don't forget the question and answer. Who is a liar? Question coming from 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. And I told you who is a liar. As the scripture says, from the prophet to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They are all liars. Christian ministers, Bible teachers, Sunday school teachers, all that you have there, they're all liars. And so therefore, as a remedy, one of the questions, is there a remedy? Yes, there is a remedy. And what is the remedy? The remedy is part one of the law of silence, that every mouth may be stopped, it puts a stop to the lying and deceiving going on in the church or in the churches. Part one of the law of silence is a remedy. All right? Clear. The remedy is the remedy speaks to, as I've just said, the lying preachers, bishops, whatever name you want to give them, the lying ministers, the lying Christian ministers. The law, part one of the law of silence, put a stop to it. It puts a stop to it. Okay? Now that should be clear. Hold your peace. Sit silent. Observe silence. Sit silently. Observe silence. Hold your peace. The law is clear. And it's clear what the law speaks to. It's also clear who is speaking to, the Gentiles, and the activities that they carry on in the churches. That's clear. So, the law, part one of the law of silence, is a remedy. You remember that. And keep this in mind. The law of silence is, which the Gentiles have already agreed to, that it is good. It protects the people from the liars. I just told you minutes ago, who the liars are. It protects the people from the lying mouths of the Christian ministers and all those who call themselves a leader and get up in front of people having the Bible and speaking lies. Not speaking truth according to what is in the book, but just speaking lies against the things that are written and given in the book. Evil men, the Bible calls them evil. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Preachers get worse and worse. One trying to tell a bigger lie than the other one. But anyway, okay, let's just stick with the text. All right? So, the law of silence, part one, to the Gentiles, when they gather together in the churches, serves as a remedy. A remedy to iniquity that goes on in the churches. So we now know who is a liar. We now know that part one of the law of silence, which is to the Gentiles, serves as a remedy. Now this part, this question of an alternative. An alternative. Let's see here. I have not finished this one thing, though, before I get to that. Let's go to page 7 top. Let's see here. Okay, now here we go. All right. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 13. Listen to these things. Keep in mind the last things that I was telling you moments ago about the law says, love the truth, don't tell lies, love the truth and peace, don't tell lies, lie not one to another, deceive not with thy lips. Deceive not. Deceive not. Lie not. All right? Now, listen to these things. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 13 says, only, and Lord all caps is doing the talking, only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord, all caps, thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the stranger under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord, all caps. Isaiah 59, verse 13. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, all caps, and departing away from our God, this is a quote, end quote, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, all caps, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Again, speaking of transgressing and iniquity and lying, falsehoods, telling falsehoods, words of falsehood, all of that going on in the Christian churches. Jonah chapter 3, verse 8, yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity will not be your ruin. Isaiah 1:16. I read it earlier. Put away the evil of your doings. Dot, dot, dot. Cease to do evil. Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, all caps. And remember, I put in the all caps because I've shown you, it's there in Lawmaster Archives, how that the Bible speaks of two lords. Okay? All of that is in Lawmaster Archives. One is Lord, all caps, obviously, because it's letter, it's written in using all capital letters. And the other one is the Lord God, with that Lord being written capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God. Okay? So you have Lord, all caps, you have the Lord, two Lords. Okay? And this distinguishing factor is in how the letters are written. Okay? Acts chapter 3. Okay. Let's go to Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Repent, but I'll turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity will not be your sin, your ruin. So iniquity will not be your ruin. Put away the evil of your doings, cease to do evil. Thus saith Lord, all caps, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. Then we go again. I told you just a short while ago how that Lord, all caps, you know, the covenant of peace, and I've explained that covenant. The covenant of peace is tied to the subject in hand. Tied to it. Okay? Thus saith Lord, all caps, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. The spoil speaks of the captives. Who are the captives? The captives are Israelites. The Israelites are black people. black people held captive for I don't know how many years in the lands of the Gentiles, removed from their own land and scattered abroad in the lands of the Gentiles. Who did it? Through the work of the papacy and the Gentiles. Deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. Number one, the head of the papacy, Rome, Italy. Working in collusion with the Gentiles, alias white people. And remember the covenant between Lord All Caps and the Gentiles. Remember that covenant. I have a word I want to give you with having to do with that covenant in just a short while. But it's clear, this is the second time in this episode, that the covenant having to do with the liberation and deliverance of the Israelites from their enemies, the papacy and the Gentiles, has come up. Second time it's come up. So it's clear that it's tied together. It's tied to the subject in hand here. It keeps coming up. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity will not be your ruin. Put away the evil of your doings, Cease to do evil. Thus saith Lord All Caps, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil, the Israelites, out of the hand of the oppressor, those of the papacy and the Gentiles. Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, the people speak, Gentiles. The Gentiles speak, saying, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. They have just been commanded by Lord All Caps, saying, execute ye judgment and righteousness. They say the response is, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Now watch that word, all. I'm sure they're speaking about all righteousness that applies to them. Okay? That applies to them. And Lord All Caps makes that clear, what righteousness applies to them. He's already saying, depart from evil, to do evil. Put away the evil from among you. Put away the evil of your doings. Okay? And deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. Deliver the black people, which the Bible calls Israelites, out of the hand of the oppressor who is those of the papacy and the Gentiles. Papacy and Gentiles working in collusion to do evil and do harm to black people. Black people in general, and in particular, in this case here, the black people who have been scattered abroad in the lands of the Gentiles, who are scattered abroad. Black people who are at this time scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, their enemy. Okay? They are not in the lands of the Gentiles because the Gentiles love. Okay, there's no love there. It wasn't back then. It still is not now. Evidenced by this, they're still holding black people, the Israelites, in captivity. And denying them their own independence, which they have a right to. The Israelites, scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, have a right to their own independence. Hmm. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, repent therefore and be converted. It's a commandment. Repent therefore and be converted. Okay. Execute and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. Deliver the black people from the Gentiles. Okay. Repent therefore and be converted. Psalm 34 verse 14, depart from evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. Look at this. Be ye reconciled to God. Now the word reconcile means to cause one to accept or be resigned to something not desired. The Gentiles may not desire to be under God. Okay? They may not be resigned to accept the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy O'Hark, but they are commanded to be, they are commanded, and the commandment says, be ye reconciled to God. Isaiah 49, verse 25. The prey of the terrible shall be. There we go again. That's the third time. Third time in this episode, word is mentioned, given, having to do with the Israelites' deliverance from their enemy, the papacy and Gentiles. Now keep this in mind also, the papacy, the Pope, who is the head of the papacy, is the head of the Christian churches, our Christian church. The Pope is the head. Yet, from the highest, which is the Pope among the Gentiles, from the highest to the lowest, minister, Bible teacher, lecturer, whatever, in the churches, they're all evil. They're wicked. According to the Bible and according to the things that I have read from the beginning episode, these things are coming from the Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version. These are not my ideas that I'm giving. These are words of authority coming from the AVB/KJV Authorized Version Bible/King James Version Bible. Repent therefore and be converted. Depart from evil. Be reconciled to God. Be accepting of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Who is the terrible? The terrible is the head of the papacy. I normally just say those of the papacy, which includes the head, okay, of the papacy and the Gentiles who have colluded to one, make war with black people, two, overcome black people, and three, kill them. That's Bible. That comes from the book of Revelations, okay? They may not have killed us all, but they killed many of us. But one thing for certain they have done, they have killed the effect of black people in the world. They have killed their effect so that black people are no longer people of effect, people of influence, etc. Okay? They've killed our effect. They've killed our image that you may know better than I know. Okay? But they've done black people great harm and they are still doing the Israelites, who are also black people, great harm in denying them their own independence and respecting them as human beings. Okay. Now, that's a mandate. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. When? Now. The Bible is calling for these things, all these things I'm talking about, it's calling for them now. It's calling for the law of silence now with regard to the Gentiles. Right? Obviously, it calls, part two calls for God to act, and the man, Tommy O'Hart, is doing the things the Bible calls upon Lord God to do. Thus, the man Tommy O'Hart, who does the work of Lord God, is the AVD's Lord God. So, the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. And second, so that's another reference there. Keep that in mind. To the Israelites. The prey, the Israelites, shall be delivered. The prey of the terrible, let's break it down one more time. The prey, speaking about the Israelites, of the terrible, speaking of the papacy, those of the papacy and the Gentiles working in collusion, shall be delivered. Now, this commandment to the Gentiles. 2 Peter 1 verse 12 says, be established in the present truth. That's a commandment. That's the law. That's a commandment. Be established in the present truth. What is the present truth? That truth which is being discussed, talked about at this present time. That's the present truth. The Gentiles are ordered to be established in the word that has come and the knowledge and information that has come from the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy O'Hart. Be established in the present truth. Okay, now, we have these things that I just read off. Things regarding part one of the law of silence that I read off earlier in this episode. What do we have here? What do we have? I pointed out the remedy. But what is this we have? This last group of statements, Bible statements, orders, mandates, and all that I've read off. What are they? What I just gave you is an alternative. That's what it is. It's an alternative. It is an alternative. Okay. Let me explain. I'm still talking about the law of silence. That hasn't gone anywhere. Okay? You have the law of silence, and you have this alternative here. The Gentiles can do, they are ordered to do one. They are not going to, remember it says, love the truth and all, speak the truth, do not lie, and all like that. Okay? So you have a commandment saying, to the Gentiles, speak the truth. Don't tell a lie. Then you have a commandment saying, when you gather in your churches, be quiet. Keep the law of silence. Sounds like contrary things. How can they gather together in the church and be quiet and then speak the truth? Huh? and then speak the truth and tell no lies, how can that be? Simple. As I said, they have an alternative. They can choose which one they will do. If they want to continue how they are going, then they will gather together in the churches as they've been doing, but the only difference is there won't be anything said. They'll just gather together in the churches, sit and be quiet. From the preacher on down, everyone sit, says part one of the law of silence to the Gentiles, and be quiet. Now, they can do that, or they can gather together in their churches, and the preachers, the speakers, the leaders speak the truth in accordance with things that have come from my mouth, in accordance with the teaching that has come from Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. An alternative. You have, the Gentiles have part one of the law of silence, and they have this alternative that I just pointed out to you. Is there a remedy? Yes. Part one of the law of silence. Is there a remedy to the evil that goes on in the church? Yes. There's the law of silence. Must they stay in that predicament under the law of silence? No. They can decide that they are going to do right. Remember the word righteousness came up minutes ago? Execute judgment and righteousness, they can do that. They can do that, or they can gather together in the churches and sit and no one say anything. I guess as people get tired, they just leave. No dismissal or anything. Even when the preacher gets tired of sitting and looking at the people, I guess he just gets up and walks out too. Because in the churches, they're supposed to be quiet. That's the law. And the punishment for breaking that law, I've given that to you maybe the last time or the time before, is death. Death. It's all in our master podcast. Just pull up the episodes having to do with the law of silence. And remember that the last thing that I said with regard to any subject matter is the authoritative part. If I said something earlier before that, before the last, then that is not the authoritative part coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. What is authoritative coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is what he said last about a thing. Analyses and all, researches and all, things change because knowledge increases, awareness increases. Okay, we know how that goes. We know how that goes. You're learning. That's what research is about, learning. Learning something that you didn't know. That's what scrutiny is about. Investigating, looking into, digging in, digging up, analyzing, breaking something down, discovering the very nature of each thing. What this thing is made up of. And so you are witnesses through Lawmaster Archives, you the people are witnesses how I have grown in knowledge, how I have increased in understanding. You are witnesses. Why? Because the evidence is right there in our master archives. You see where I was 2-3 years ago. You see where I was, 2 years ago. You see where I was 1 year ago. You see where I am now. You've seen me grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of AVB/KJV content. You've seen it. You're witnesses of it. Okay. So the last thing that I say or subject or the last is the authoritative part. That's the decision. All right. So I have answered the question, is there a remedy? I've answered the question, is there an alternative? And I've explained it. It's not hard to understand. It's either one or the other. You do one or the other. If you want to continue with the lies and all, then you gather together in your churches and you keep your mouth shut, says the law, part one of the law of Sabbath to the Gentiles. If you want to do the right thing, then you teach truth in accordance with the word that has come and the knowledge that has come from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. That's the alternative. That's the alternative to gathering in the churches and sitting quiet, observing silence. They have an alternative. Lord Allcaps has given them an alternative. One or the other. Speak truth, or when you speak truth in the churches, or when you go to church, keep your mouth shut. Everybody, from the leader on down. And the Bible calls for you. It says, let the people be gathered together. Let the people be gathered. Let the people assemble themselves. That's what it says. Let the people assemble themselves. Come together in the churches. Be quiet. Or let the people assemble themselves. And when they come into the churches, when they gather into the churches, they know truth going to be taught. And that truth will be in accordance with things that have come from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. No, they cannot go out and try to discover truth on their own. No, they don't have authority to do that. The word of authority comes through the man, Tommy O'Hart, who is found to be the AVB's predicted one to come. And he has come. He has made himself known as the Bible has ordered him to do. He has done the things the Bible has required of him. The man, Tommy O'Hart. Things the Bible has required of the Lord God when he comes. The man, Tommy O'Hart, has done. Just like it required the law of silence. Well, I gave it to you. I've given it to you. And I found that it's made up of two parts. And if you want to add the alternative to it, then that would be three parts. But you won't be wrong in calling it the two-part law of silence. That two-part law, has an alternative. Okay? Let me say this. One church may decide it wants to be stubborn, obstinate and all, rebellious. Well, they go to church. They sit and be quiet. Another church might say, we want to do what's right, okay? We don't want to gather together and just be quiet and look at each other until we all leave, you know, just get up and leave. Let's do the right thing. All the churches don't have to. What I'm saying is this. Each church has a right to decide for itself what it will do. Okay? You don't have to wait on somebody else to do something. If you want to do right, go ahead and do right. There's a statement in the Bible that says, he sitteth alone and keepeth silence. Well, that's a rebellious person. But Lord Allcaps has said, assemble yourselves. So he assembles himself in the church, but he's the only one there. But he observes the law of silence while he's there. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence. He's still obeying the word, okay? He's still obeying the word. Because the word says, when you gather yourselves together, when you assemble yourselves, sit. And when you assemble yourselves in the churches, sit. And sit and keep silence. Keep silence means observe the law of silence and do what it says. Yeah, he sitteth alone and keepeth silence. All right? And that's not hard to work out. It's not hard to work out. I don't have to give you every little detail of what to do and all like that. We're all grown people. These things are easy to understand. If you don't want to speak truth, then you gather yourselves in the churches, in whatever church, and you keep silence. If this group decide that they want to do what's right, then they gather and they, they first got to learn what the man Tommy O'Hart has taught. There has to be a period of learning first, doesn't it? You just can't get up and have no idea what I've said and teach on what I've said. You got to study. You still got to study and find out of what I've said and how to teach it and all like that. Things that I don't mention do not give you the okay to delve into them. The things I don't mention are things that are not necessary or things that are not true, okay? The question I am asked is, what is truth? So I give you what is truth. Oftentimes, too, I give you what is false. But if I don't mention a thing, say like, okay, I just keep it like that. If I don't mention something, then you're not to go into that area. Okay? What you can teach is in Lawmaster Archives. But make sure you're teaching my last statement or last decision on whatever it is you're teaching. Doesn't that make sense? Yes, it does. Okay, so I've answered these three questions. Is there a remedy? Is there an alternative? And who is a liar? I've answered those three questions. I think I can stop there. I think I have more, but I can stop there. Yeah, I do have more. So it's got to be another time. Okay, so study. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Okay? Until next time. Thank you.